Water still rising. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And just had a lot of rain. Been warmer than normal, and I think, unusually high amounts of rainfall for this time of year.
A very unusual weather year and a lot of rain in December and flooding problems along the Mississippi and the Tennessee rivers. Scott Fullen and his family are in the process of moving all their equipment and tools out of their shop in Lauderdale County with anticipation of water covering everything in a matter of days.
This is all coming from up north or out of the Tennessee River is what the problem is, and just had a lot of rain. We normally wouldn't have to move because we are on some higher ground here, and, you know, it's not that big a deal. But this is 43 feet, I think, is what they're forecasting on the Memphis gauge, and that's a lot of water.
Fullen says it won't top the record flood that occurred in May of 2011, but getting pretty darn close. Now, the best news is that it won't get any of his crops this time of year. But down in Hardin County, along the Tennessee River below Pickwick Dam, Carl Forsbach is unsure what will happen to his winter wheat crop.
As warm as it was and the growth stage, the wheat, you know, the wheat never went into dormancy. I guess we never had much experience with water on in this stage being that warm. So, in other words, we normally can stand 10 days of flood on wheat, and it may come out all right, you know, during this time of year, but with the unusual warm weather we had, I'm not sure what's going to come, you know, after the water drops.
And, of course, after the water drops, you have more potential problems.
It's not the best thing, but, you know, we just have to go on and pick up the stumps and the trash and all that stuff that accumulates after the water goes down. And
farm life along the river. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.